Hello, everyone. I am Ms. Hatfield. I am a third grade math, science, and social studies teacher. Today's podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about personal financial literacy. Our third graders, they must be able to apply their mathematical process standards to manage one's financial resources effectively for lifetime financial security. What I'm going to focus on today is how they should be able to explain the connection between human capital labor and what it is, and also income. So I'm going to start by talking about human capital, how it relates to personal financial literacy. What is it, and how can a third grader be able to tell the difference? Pretend that I'm going to be selling lemonade this afternoon, and I have a friend, and he is going to use his hammer to make my wooden lemonade stand. So the hammer in itself is considered capital. Capital, we're going to call it, is a tool that you use to make a good or a service. I also am going to need a pitcher and a spoon to make my lemonade. These are also capital because they're tools for making my product, and the product is the lemonade. I also need people to help me in my lemonade business. So what kind of skills will our workers need to have in order to do their job correctly? So I'm considered an entrepreneur. That means that I own the company because I am good about thinking about how things should be done. So I'm a good decision maker. So we're going to call it Juanita's Lemonade. My friend Joe is good with recipes, and he knows how to put the ingredients all together that taste really good. He is also considered human capital. So each of us, we have certain abilities or personal tools that help us make a product or provide a service. These skills that we each have are called human capital, and everyone's skills are different based on what sort of business or activities that you're going to participate. Those skills is what determines who's going to do what. So that is kind of funny that our minds, our hands, and our bodies can be tools for a business. So let's have an example. Let's say a company, Computer Plus, is going to be hiring a software developer to create a computer games. So I want to decide which would be the best applicant for me to hire that is more qualified. I have Evie, who has 1 year of experience working in this field. She went to college for 2 years to study software development, and she has assisted in creating one game. We also interviewed Scarlett, where she has 10 years of experience working in this field, which is 9 more years than Evie. Scarlett also has received a 4-year college degree in software development, where Evie only received a 2-year degree. Scarlett has assisted in creating 15 games instead of Evie's just one game. Scarlett has also mentored and trained 3 other software developers. So it seems that Scarlett's human capital, she has more experience, she has more education, she has assisted more people in creating the games. And so if we were to hire one of the 2 applicants, which person would we more likely hire? We would probably hire the person that has more experience, has more education. But also, if we were to pay Scarlett, we would have to pay Scarlett an income that is kind of aligns to her experience and her education. If we only would have interviewed Evie and there was nobody else, because of her limited experience and her limited education, which she still has 2 years, which is really good, we would not pay her as much as we would someone with Scarlett's experience. So experience, education, plays a big role in their income, how much money they're going to receive, and how much they're going to get paid. So when we talk about human capital, it's all the qualifications that a person can offer as to a business. When we talk about the qualifications, we talk about a person's experience. We talk about a person's education, even their training. We talk about a person's skills, their knowledge, and their talents. So keeping that into account, when we talk about human capital, it's what does each person bring and what kind of experience and education, and how are we going to compensate them with income based on that education and based on that experience. I hope that this has helped you tremendously with better understanding human capital and income and why one person would get hired over another one based on that experience. Thank you very much for listening and participating in this podcast. Bye-bye.